Thanks for joining us for this edition of Productivity Pulse, a 5-minute feature brought to you by the Jamaica Productivity Center. In today's program, we'll get feedback from one company assisted by the JPC.
I recommend that any company in Jamaica who intends to improve productivity pursues the path of inviting the JPC in. We found that not only the approach that they use, but the philosophies forced us to focus on what the real problems were and enabled us to finally determine what the root causes were and obviously lead us into a new space and a new place in terms of productivity.
General Manager at Grace Foods, Dave Mitchell. The Jamaica Productivity Center, the JPC, is playing its part in helping to grow the economy, which will ultimately improve the quality of life of every Jamaican. The JPC is doing this by helping companies to improve their level of production.
Production is output per unit time. That's all it is. And some people tend to confuse it with productivity, which is really my definition, output relative to inputs. In the final analysis, productivity ought to be everybody's business. Productivity can be really seen as a cycle of prosperity. It means more money in people's pocket, more money to spend, and it means greater competitiveness for your product. For example, if I'm producing something more productively than somebody else, it means that I can sell it at a cheaper price than my competitor.
Executive Director of the JPC, Charles Douglas. The JPC targets both public and private organizations to provide technical and consultative assistance.
So often our clients would ask us upon intervention to help persons to see how productivity applies to them. They often complain about not having a productive culture within their organizations. And this is true of our country as well, Jamaica. We will make sure we are very efficient at home. But when we come to work, we don't transfer that yet. Because there's often a misconception that at work, there's a pool of resources that can absorb the ever-increasing expenses. But especially in this recessionary period, that is not true.
Senior Productivity Specialist at the JPC, Tamar Nelson. The JPC has been responding to the requests of companies by providing the necessary support needed to improve their levels of production.
When you think of the replicability of the initiatives that we introduce, if within time, when these catch on, I think we'll make a substantial contribution to national economic development.
The JPC supports several private sector entities in Jamaica. These organizations were able to realize significant savings following the JPC's intervention. Grace Foods is among these companies. In 2009, the company has realized savings of some $8 million following implementation of the recommendations made by the JPC.
What it was at the time was a challenge for the status quo. A 1% at the filler was formally acceptable. But the JPC came in and said to us, no, you can actually take this down to 0.5% or less. And we took that challenge, and I have to say that the results were astounding. It helped us to be a profitable business in 2009, which was a very challenging year. You'll find the bottles exiting the filler as all being filled at the same level. Previously, we were not able to achieve that. We used to have spillages, we had overfilling. Now, all the bottles are filled at the same level, and that's one of the major achievements.
General Manager at Grace Foods, Dave Mitchell. To find out how you or your company can increase its productivity, call the Jamaica Productivity Center at 922-1598 or visit its website at jpc.com.jm. You may also send an email to jpc@cwjamaica.com. Remember, a more productive Jamaica will equal a more prosperous Jamaica. Productivity, the pathway to prosperity. To move forward on
this
land, productivity.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.